This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jason Gibbs from the Browns Radio Network is standing right here. Two nice ladies are standing there talking to Gibbsy. There's only one person here who somehow managed to find free food or steal free food. And he's got a nice little yogurt with some nuts in it, and he's got a little fruit cup.
It's healthy food.
That was on top of the breakfast that he found earlier today. He's the food magnet, Andy Baskin.
It is good to be the king.
And so nice of you to bring stuff for all of us.
It was really sweet of you.
What a peach you are.
I only have enough hands for me.
And if I brought more than one, he wouldn't have gotten away with it. See,
that's true. Then I'd be like, I would look like I was stealing food if I brought more than one of these up. There are a couple. I will go grab these for you in between breaks.
No, that's okay.
No, because I don't want to hear you whine.
No, anymore. You know why?
No,
why?
They're now going to hide the food.
Because Daryl Ryder just made the most accurate comment of the day.
Daryl,
what was that comment?
I forget.
Daryl's comment was this: I don't think that's intended for us.
Well, it was for me. That's all I can say because they pointed me right towards it.
So. I'm Andy
you
Baskin.
People.
I need free food. I'm Andy Baskin.
You people with your caddies 1 to 115 over there.
Baskin is a.
You guys can have a 4 caddy. I need my own. Thank you.
Baskin's a ask for forgiveness later type of guy.
Guys, we've been doing this long enough. We know how this game works. Come on. Jeff, you especially, you know how the food game works. If it's there.
If I knew, wouldn't I have some in front of me?
All you have to do is do the little.
Be a thief.
Do the sad puppy dog eyes where the food is. They're like, oh, are you hungry? Would you like to eat? I was like, well, don't mind if I do.
Well, don't
any chance
mind.
Of you rustling a few of those steaks in the back?
Don't
That'd
mind
be great.
If I do.
I like Darryl, my medium well, please.
Daryl Ryder's with us here. Hi, D.
Aren't you guys sick of each other after Friday?
I'm sure he's sick of me, but I'm happy to see him.
It's probably true.
My other partner is eating. He's
That's true.
Too busy.
Why don't you guys have a little conversation? I'm going to gourmet here for a minute. I'm sure Fearless Leader would love to have a camera on this, too. Keep going.
All right. Can I just throw this? I think Kevin Stefanski can coach. I've said that since he's been here. He's in year number 6. He sat down with us earlier here. I enjoy the guy. I like listening to him. Man, I would love to see him become this organization's Mike Tomlin. But I think this year is vital, Daryl. And I'm anxious to see how Kevin can handle it, Andrew Berry can handle it, because I think it's an important year for those two guys in particular.
They need to find a quarterback.
That's a start, isn't it?
That is the big problem or the big challenge that they have. They got to find a quarterback that can be here a long term. And obviously, his success going forward is going to be determined by the success of that quarterback room as it's currently constructed. And quite frankly, I don't think any of us, we think we know, we want to talk ourselves into knowing, But I don't think any of us really know what they have in that quarterback room just yet. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know that Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns know definitively what they have in that room just yet.
I don't think Kevin thinks it's a problem, though, right now. Do you?
Yeah, options are never a problem.
It's not a problem at this point.
Unless
it's a challenge.
Don't materialize.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge because you got obviously you got to pick the right guy to start your season and be QB1. You don't want to put, and I talked about this with the Morning Boys, Ken and Anthony this morning, you don't want to put Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders on the field until they're ready. You want to make sure when you do put them on the field that they're in a position to be successful. And I believe that is the organization's focus. But unfortunately, circumstances always seem to dictate those type of things and always seem to force the organization to deviate from their plans. So what's important from my standpoint is that, yeah, you know, you don't put those kids on the field until you're absolutely convinced that you've put them in the best position to be successful. All right. And hopefully they have that luxury.
Well, let's talk about that on the defensive side of the ball, though, because you've got two rookies you're probably going to start over there. And maybe we talked about it before. You may have a rookie running back you're going to start, too.
It's a little different situation, though.
Well, no, I get it, but do you still look at Schlesinger and Graham the same way you would? Like Graham,
no.
I got to think he's first day one. He's out there. He's ready to go.
I don't look at them different or the same. They're different. It's a different situation. You know, those guys are, I believe, every down players. But they're contributors in a bigger scheme. They're not running an entire side of the football like the quarterback is. So, yeah, I do view them through a much different lens when you talk about their playing time early. No, they go on the field immediately. You know, the young quarterbacks, though, unless they're absolutely ready to go, yeah, I've not seen either one of them week one.
Daryl Ryder is sitting with us. We're at the Browns Golf Outing, Browns Foundation Golf Outing at Westwood Country Club in Rocky River, and a lot of Browns personnel out here today. We've seen a bunch of the players. We've had a couple of them sitting down with us right now.
I can vouch for Kevin Stefanski's swing off a tee. It looks pretty good.
Kevin's an athlete.
You know, pretty good.
So when Scott Patrick was with us, that's what we talked about. These guys, people forget, they're all athletes.
Joel Batonio waited for
Joel's
them.
Joel's an athlete.
Yeah, Joel waited for him to get off the green in case he smashed one he didn't want to take out coach.
It's a pretty good idea right there.
Although I was kind of encouraging him to just go ahead and swing it.
You've always been an agent of chaos. That makes sense.
I'm such a horrible influence.
Did you see Joel crush the ball?
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
Yeah, but you know, you still got a putt. Great equalizer.
I know. I can putt. I can't drive off a tee to save my life.
Just throw it. That's what I do.
We asked Scott this, and this is one of the big questions, I think, in the offseason, along with who is the quarterback. When is the quarterback? When do they decide, Daryl? Does this go through three preseason games all the way into that gap between the end of the preseason and the start of the regular season? Does this happen before you get to preseason games? When do you think somebody impresses enough or three others impress not enough that it becomes clear who the starting quarterback will be?
I think the third preseason game.
You do? Okay.
That's when the decision probably gets made.
Before?
Yeah. Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
After.
Probably before. But, and the reason is because you can't keep all four of these guys. You have to trade somebody. You're not trading your rookies. So, for me, it's not a four-man quarterback competition to me. It's a two-man race. It's between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett.
Which guy is your starter?
Right now, I think it makes more sense for Pickett than Flacco because Pickett's younger. He's in his fourth year.
But you think one of those two will be the starter because the two
And the
rookies,
other guy gets traded.
Is there any way that you could keep four quarterbacks on the roster and to the final cutdowns, and then just get the guy onto the practice squad like before week one? If you kept four quarterbacks, couldn't you designate a guy as one of your keepers on the practice squad without exposing him to waivers?
You have to expose.
Is that possible?
You have to expose him.
You do
the first time. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's no keepers on the waiver wire on cutdown day. So
well, but what if they? That's what I'm saying. What if they didn't cut and kept four quarterbacks, which is, you know, certainly out of the norm, and then you got into that first week of the regular season, and then you put one of those guys on the practice squad. Are you able to?
You still got to get them through waivers.
Okay, I don't know the answer.
Yeah, you still got to get them through waivers.
Okay. Right.
The keepers is for the practice squad. Okay. Once they're on the practice squad, you can
then
designate
you can
an X amount of players to be protected.
But get on the practice squad,
you got to get through the waiver wire.
You're
not getting any. There's not a single one of these quarterbacks you're getting through the waiver wire, I don't think.
And
if there is, maybe it's Dylan Gabriel. But I don't even know if that's possible.
Well, and he was a third-round pick.
Yeah, that seems interesting. All right, give me the latest on the Dome. What's up on the Dome?
Tomorrow and Wednesday are pretty big days. In the next 2 days, the Senate budget bill is going to come out, and if they have the $600 million in state funding set aside for the Browns, now it'll be interesting to see how the Bengals' $385 million ask, how that factors in. I'm hearing that maybe they were just a little too late to the party and they don't have enough of a concrete of a plan to do it. But bottom line is if the $600 million is in this bill when it comes out tomorrow or Wednesday, the Browns are getting the debt. Then it just becomes they have to get together the House, the Senate, the governor. They have to get together, do the reconciliation process, because I am going to go out on a limb here and say that if the Senate includes it, it's going to be a different construct than what the Ohio House came up with. The Ohio House was just straight $600 million in bonds.
Okay.
I think the Senate is going to have a different approach to it. And then if that's the case, they'll get together and they'll figure out how the Browns get their $600 million for the Dome. Once that happens, though, I think we're all it's full speed ahead to push forward with Brook Park.
And the Haslams have said, if that happens, we can do this without the county.
Right, yeah. They're gonna pick up the $178 million ask that they had for the county. Chris Ronayne, who I had on the Sunday show 2 weeks ago, he has been staunchly opposed to this. He has said that the county is unwilling to participate in any project that does not involve downtown Cleveland. And so the Browns basically said, fine, we'll just find a way to do this without you. So when they break ground in Brook Park, Chris Ronayne probably will not be handed a shovel.
If they don't get the money from the state,
then we have to go back to the drawing board about renovating the existing stadium and kicking the can down the road to build the Dome. And it wouldn't shock me if the Browns tried to build the Dome outside Cuyahoga County at some point. Because if you're not going to get county participation in and everyone in the county is resisting you, then why would you do business with those people any further?
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting for them to even have to stay in the building while the county's not. I mean, talk about landlord-tenant relationship.
Well,
they happen to own 176 acres in Brook Park.
Yeah. Well, see, the problem is the politicians are like, we can put $120, $150 million in the existing stadium and everything's fine. No, it's not. You know, you're talking about a $500 million renovation just to buy another 10 to 15 years of life in the existing building. you're not getting another 30 years out of that building. That's
not
it's
happening.
Just, it's not going to happen.
I would think, Daryl, this would be the last rehab of the old
right.
stadium.
Right, yeah. Exactly, other than maintenance and upkeep.
Which won't be cheap.
Which I'm folding into that $500 million. Yeah. But, so tomorrow will be a pretty important day as far as finding out if the Senate puts that $600 million earmark in, then that means Brook Park's moving forward because the governor's office, the Ohio House, and the Ohio Senate have to get together behind the scenes and going ahead and coming up with the actual construct for that $600.
If that money doesn't come in, you think we're heading towards out of county?
I think if the money doesn't come in, we're headed towards a Band-Aid solution on the existing stadium, and you will have every politician in Cuyahoga County celebrating on Public Square.
And that's tomorrow.
And that, yeah. So tomorrow's a big day.
But that celebration may turn to tears because they would.
If it's in there, it's going to get done because you have the two branches of the legislative branch there, the House and the Senate, earmarking the money, and the governor's going to sign off. But then they just have to come up with, okay, how are we doing the earmark? Are we doing a straight $600 million right. bond situation? Are we bonding off the gambling tax? What does that look like?
Right.
And by the way, that's not a tax on you and me if we're gambling.
Right.
It is on the actual gambling companies and their revenue. So if I bet $100 I win $100 off of a bet, I'm not paying 40% of that to the state, which is what the governor has proposed. Mm. That is actually coming from the gambling companies themselves off of their revenue. I think that's one of the misconceptions that's out there
right.
amongst the general public and sports bettors who are like, no, I don't want all my winnings going toward the Brown Stadium. That's not actually what's happening.
Gotcha.
Daryl, thank you very much.
Thanks, Daryl.
Appreciate your time.
Might see some shovels in the ground this week somewhere in Cuyahoga County related to the Browns, too. A little tease for you there.
Well, that could be fun.
And not Brook Park, by the way.
Okay, very good. Daryl's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.